Hey there, it's Mark Fennell here. Good news. Right now we are in production on the next season of Stuff the British Stole, which is going to be taking a brand new form, and we'll be telling you more about that in the coming weeks. But before a new season of Stuff the British Stole, I wanted to tell you about Dig, a great new investigative history podcast from the ABC. Season one of Dig is called The Ring-In, and it follows the wild true story of Australia's most infamous horse race and the horse at the centre of it all, Fine Cotton. It's hosted by a good mate of mine, Veronica Milsom. It is a story with shady characters, cover-ups and enough hair dye to paint a horse. Yes, that is the thing. You can listen to the whole season of Dig the Ring In right now, wherever you get your podcasts. And in the meantime, this is a taste.
Come on.
It's quite possibly the most Australian story ever told.
Easy, 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 big fella.
A bunch of low-level crooks with high-level ambitions.
A ringin'.
Who ended up blundering through what may be the stupidest scam ever attempted in the history of horse racing.
A ring-a-ding-ding, mate.
What people find fascinating about the Fine Cotton ringing is that it was a caper, it was a farce, it was a fiasco, it was a farrago, it was also a whodunit.
The plan was to swap Fine Cotton, the slow horse, for a similar-looking, faster horse at a racetrack in what was one of the most dodgy states in the country.
This is Queensland, kid. Beautiful one day, fantastically corrupt the next.
No one was supposed to notice, but
I mean, if you stood them together, it would seriously look like there's a dog and there's a cat.
The two horses looked nothing alike, so they came up with a unique solution.
Can I help you with anything, or are you just looking?
No chemist shop in Brisbane was safe.
The missus, she's a redhead, and I've been at her for ages to dye her hair, you know, something different. Really dark brown. You got something for that, love?
Yep, yeah, sure do.
And it'll cover the red? No, she's a redhead. Righto. I'll take 3 boxes.
That's what they came away with. Enough dye to dye a 1,000-pound horse.
Grab that bucket, pour some more and massage it in there, just around the other side.
That's right. They dyed a horse.
They took their gloves off. They opened up another stubby. Gillespie looked around and said,
he'll come up trumps in the morning. I'm sure of it.
But he didn't.
There's a turn down that doesn't take two horses here. There must be a chemical disbalance here somewhere. The horse come out red. I couldn't believe it.
People are going to notice a red horse at the racetrack, bright red, the colour of a stop sign. And that is really relevant here because it should have said to them all, stop, do not proceed.
But they didn't stop.
Red light flashing, racing.
They kept on going.
Many rainbows jump well. Harbour Gold got away quickly. Fine Cotton slow to move.
When Fine Cotton raced that day at Eagle Farm in August 1984, their plan crashed and burned.
It's the wrong bloody horse!
It's a ring-in!
It's a ring-in!
It's a ring-in!
See that bloody...
Hey, Stuart! Hey! Hey!
And horse racing would never be the same.
Fine Cotton is disqualified.
The Fine Cotton switch. Everyone knew, but nobody talked.
Lives were changed.
In you go, Hayden.
Yeah, sweet as. I'll give you a yell when my breakfast order's ready.
Fortunes were lost.
What happens if you're back there? I said, well, you do, you doughy. And I said, simple to say.
Reputations were ruined.
Robbie himself took the stand and said lying both to the AJC committee and the racing tribunal was an act of gross stupidity.
Almost 4 decades later, the Fine Cotton affair still gets people worked up.
I vividly remember that day, above most days at the races, and did that really happen? How could that happen?
Well, it was like Watergate because they had a huge cast of scallywags doing all sorts of naughty things.
People are still trying to get to the bottom of what really went on.
Haitana and Gillespie, they were in fact the puppets performing the deed at the track. But the key question then was, who were the puppeteers behind the scenes pulling the strings?
And that's the big question.
There wouldn't have been any Fine Cotton if I hadn't have been in Boggle Road jail.
Nobody does a ring-in just for the sake of it. it is to make a lot of money. And like in all big crime investigations, it's all about follow the money.
And my father said to me, what a way to make money.
I'm your host, Veronica Milsom. Saddle up for the wild ride that is The Ring-In. It is truly the most ridiculous story I've ever had the pleasure to tell.
Hey, look, horse dung. That's got to be a good sign, mate.
Can I have another beer?
So join us for the very first season of Dig, the ABC's investigative history feed. And because the truth of this story is sometimes more magic than real, we've used voice actors to bring certain scenes alive. So you'll get to know, maybe even love, the characters at the centre of the action via docudrama.
If you really want to know what it was all about, Fine Cotton was all to do with weakness. Not in the racing system, but in people.
Oh, Jesus. Shit!
8 action-packed episodes of The Ring-In land next week, so you can binge till your ear balls pop, put it in your diary, tell your friends, buy your mum some ear pods, throw a block party. This is gonna be huge. Oh yeah, and get it on the ABC Listen app. Or, you know, wherever you get your podcasts.
Phew.